We're learning more now about a breaking news story we told you about just a few moments ago, that Lehman Brothers' former CEO has been called to testify about the investment bank's spectacular collapse last month. Let's go now to correspondent Ali Velshi in New York for more details on that. So, Ali, what have you been able to learn about this?
Ralisa, this is a major development in the effort to understand how the U.S. financial system suddenly spiraled out of control starting on September 15th with the collapse of Lehman Brothers. That was the biggest bankruptcy filing in U.S. history. Now, we have learned a source directly involved with the bankruptcy filing has confirmed to CNN that former CEO, the CEO in place at the time of the bankruptcy, Dick Fuld, is one of the people who has been called to testify in a grand jury that is part of three investigations going on, two in New York and one in the state of New Jersey, but federal investigations into what led to the collapse of Lehman Brothers. Now, this is an interesting development because prior to the Enron and WorldCom scandals, it wasn't necessarily a federal offense to materially mislead investors, but the Sarbanes-Oxley bill made that a material offense. So that meant that financial statements had to be signed off by the CFO and the CEO of a company, and they had to attest to the fact that they knew what was in them and that they knew that information to be true. Well, just days before the collapse of Lehman Brothers on September 10th, there was a conference call with the company's executives and analysts and investors, and the investigation may be centering on whether the information that was disseminated at that point was accurate, whether anybody knew anything else, whether the executives of the company or those that are being subpoenaed had other information. Now, we don't know the details of the investigations or the grand jury, but a grand jury in the United States is called to investigate whether federal crimes were committed in a particular instance, and that is what we understand Dick Fuld has been subpoenaed to testify at.
Yeah, and that could possibly be huge. Ali, let's look at the other side of the story. When he was testifying in front of Congress, he pointed the finger at the government's inaction. He said that that had caused it.
Yeah, look, this is going to be seen as the turning point in this economic crisis. Until then, we knew the United States was in a recession. We knew that the investment banks were having trouble raising money, and the federal government had stepped in a number of cases, including that of Bear Stearns, to either guarantee a purchase or guarantee the finance of these companies. The federal government went into that weekend meeting prior to September 15th with the understanding that they were going to try and find a buyer for Lehman Brothers, and they emerged, you may recall, with Bank of America, which is one of the potential buyers, ending up buying Merrill Lynch, but nobody buying Lehman Brothers. And the collapse of Lehman Brothers led us to this credit freeze because we realized that some of these companies are of no value or were of no value even to the lowest bidder. So we have to understand what happened there. Was there information the public didn't know? It seemed very strange that he pointed the finger at the government, but what we do know is regulatory oversight in the United States did seem to not be in order. We have more than a dozen regulatory agencies dealing with financial institutions in the United States. I like that relates to having a regulatory system like a highway system that was built for cars that go 25 miles an hour when all your cars can go 100 miles an hour. There's definitely something to be said for government oversight, but I think this investigation is going to look very specifically at what executives of Lehman knew and what they told investors.